USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The death toll from a 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck Haiti on Saturday has risen. Officials say that more than 1,200 people have died and another 5,700 have been injured. The majority of deaths coming in the south of the country. The government says that more than 13,000 homes have also been completely destroyed and another 13,000 have been damaged. And U.S. forces will take over air traffic control at the Kabul airport, according to the Department of Defense. In a joint statement with the Department of State, the takeover was announced along with an expansion of security at the airport, which is now housing the operations of the American Embassy. They also announced the acceleration of evacuations for thousands of Afghans who are eligible for U.S. special immigrant visas. Nearly 2,000 people who qualify have already arrived in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The Taliban has taken over most of the Afghan capital of Kabul, being seen in the presidential palace to reportedly negotiate a transfer of power. An additional 1,000 U.S. troops are on their way to the city's airport to assist with security, as the U.S. embassy has been evacuated to the airport. Representative Nancy Mace says that President Biden's withdrawal policy has let equipment that the U.S. bought for the Afghan security forces fall into Taliban hands. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the terror group is aware that the world is watching their actions.
They're emboldened by the fact that the world is watching. They're showing their strength in the middle of their fighting season, that they can overrun and overtake Afghanistan and anything that we created over the last 20 years, including taking our equipment and flying our helicopters and our ammunitions and running away with it. That is what we have allowed to happen by having a very unclear exit strategy in Afghanistan. And it's devastating to watch.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The spread of the Delta variant has led to a rise in COVID cases in the United States. The country has averaged about 129,000 new cases per day for the last 7 days. Dr. Francis Collins, the head of the National Institutes of Health, said Sunday that he wouldn't be surprised if that average continues to rise over 200,000 a day. Dr. Michael Osterholm believes that the current pace could be sustained for at least another month. The director for the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy tells NBC's Meet the Press how the current uptick is spreading from its beginnings in the South.
Well, when you look inside this wave, it's actually a different events going on. First of all, we have the southern Sunbelt states that we all know are basically at really dramatic case increases. If you look at the state of Louisiana right now, they're tied with the country of Georgia for the highest rate of infections in the world. But what we're seeing happen right now is while those states are starting to potentially level off a bit, we're now seeing in the southeast, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Kentucky, Tennessee, southern Illinois all start to take off. We're seeing in the northwest in states like Oregon and Washington. We're even seeing in the Midwest increases. So even if this increase that we're seeing in the southern Sun Belt states, which has been dramatic, we're at 83,000 hospitalizations today. A month ago, we were at about 25,000. So it gives you a sense of what's happened just in the last month. And if these other states take off, then I think the surge could sustain itself for at least another 4 to 6 weeks.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.